But Jared, I want to close the show here today with a focus in on what is playing out across the country for employers as they grapple with the vaccine mandate deadlines and also playing out at the highest level of sports. We've seen some of these issues hit the NHL and now one of the biggest stars in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, testing positive for COVID-19. And a lot of people looking back on what he said about his own status when it comes to vaccination. Interestingly, he said that he was immunized against COVID-19. And he was saying that he received homeopathic treatment around that, which was not the same, of course, as being vaccinated. And that raises a lot of questions about whether or not he duped the Packers into this, whether he followed the NFL Players Association rules around players who were not fully vaccinated and not wearing a mask around some of this too. But these are questions, Jared, that are playing out pretty much across companies, across the board, is maybe whether or not some people, certainly not as high profile as Aaron Rodgers, but might be stretching the truth when it comes to their vaccination status.
Yeah, and I know you've been writing about this recently too, Zach. In this particular, and by the way, yeah, definitions matter. Just go ask Bill Clinton the meaning of is. Remember that little controversy from over 2 decades ago. Immunized can mean a couple of different things. I was just traveling internationally, so I'll give you an anecdote here. I had a little bit of difficulty getting a COVID test abroad because you have to find a private clinic, set up an appointment. They have to have the right ones. It's not necessarily fait accompli that you can just get in with all the rapid tests. That's what I'm looking for. But if you've been immunized because you actually got COVID and you recovered within a certain period of time, that counts as well, as long as you can show proof. Now, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and the homeopathic stuff, I don't think that would count under any circumstances. But it just goes to show you, Zach, that this is an issue that I think is going to be with us for some time. It's not going to be just COVID. There's going to be another reason for people to get vaccinated on a large scale someday. And it might be 5 years away, it might be 10 years away. But I think there's a new mentality here. It's not necessarily the vaxxers versus the anti-vaxxers. It's the coercion or the perception of coercion that you have to get this done that's really at the issue here.
Yeah, and as a Bears fan, Jared, you know, I'm watching this one closely here. And you know, I wish Aaron Rodgers the best. I hope he gets better. I had COVID. A lot of people have COVID. Hope he's doing well. When it comes to the implications there, though, and this is the same question we were asking about companies and what they might face earlier when we're learning more about the national rules here as those are implemented. For the NFL, the teams will have potential fines to face around this too. And we've seen other fines handed out to teams that did not follow COVID-19 protocols. So there's a lot to be said about, you know, personal decisions. We got into this Kyrie Irving as well. And I wonder if a lot of these are going to be lobbed towards Aaron Rodgers too when it comes to leadership and what it means for the team now because of the decisions that he's made here as well. I mean, this is kind of what HR is facing everywhere, right, Jerry? Because it's like, you know, we've got team protections to worry about here, and every other coworker is impacted by these decisions too.
Yeah, and there's a whole layer of cost built into this. It's not just the vaccines, the treatments, and everything else. It's we now have a chief compliance officer for COVID. At least we did when we were part of Verizon. I'm pretty sure we still do. And then you talk about the fines. There's a whole layer of cost. And I'll just go back to my example where I was traveling. It cost me about $500 out of pocket for me and my partner to travel and get the requisite tests because not everything is free abroad. And in the US, if you have to get certain tests within a certain period of time, it's not necessarily free either. So anybody traveling here is going to have to jump through a few hoops for a while. And I
Yeah.
don't think it's going to go away.
I will also add, maybe don't test COVID tests in Mexico. At least mine wasn't right when I got mine down there. Some things
That's it.
didn't point to right there, but no, the international travel rule is still a bit perplexing. And I guess, as the Aaron Rodgers example proves here, maybe some of those NFL rules a bit perplexing, or some trying to stretch them a little bit farther than others.